You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to take the time to talk about overall male health. Now, a longtime subscriber of mine asked me to do a video that I would normally do this month, but last year, with everything happening with Charlie 19, I didn't do it. But now that everything is somewhat eased up this year, I'm going to go ahead and briefly talk about that. And what's that topic that he wanted me to talk about? Prostate cancer. As you all know, September is in fact Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. However, usually it is a subject that is not talked about, even though we know what's coming next month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now, last year, we didn't see a big push for that during October. However, with things starting to loosen up, do not be surprised if you see that push. However, gentlemen, that is the one month that I would humbly request buy off-brand goods. Yeah. Every October, I refuse to buy any product that has a pink ribbon on it. It's funny because I ask people, well, did you guys know about prostate cancer awareness? And most people have a serious deer in the head like look. Ironically, it's more men that have that deer in the head like look. As we all know, more men pass away from prostate cancer than women pass away from breast cancer. Yet, why is breast cancer more promoted than prostate cancer? Well, of course, money. There's always money to be made from focusing on female problems because women are actually more apt to put money behind whatever issues that they have. Gentlemen, yeah, we got to kind of start putting our money where our mouth is when it comes to our overall health. Now, speaking of that, two things that people love to try to use in order to entice men into marriage. Well, married men live healthier lives, and married men make more money. See, that's the bait to try to get men to get married. However, we now know the real deal behind both of those, you know, incentives. Married men, quote unquote, stay healthier because their wives push them to go see doctors. But it's not because the woman cares about his health. She only uses that as a way to keep her man on the plantation as a good plow horse. You got to have a healthy plow horse to go out there and keep making that money. That way he can bring it back to her. And so far as the whole money bit, yeah, a married man will make more money because he has to support a family. But you don't look at all of the hidden costs so far as medical insurance, dental insurance, life insurance, all of those hidden costs that married men have to pay. Then You add all the other things like stress, all of that stuff. You know, the whole happy wife, happy life bit, which leads to what? The next thing that I really want to talk about, a man's mental health. Yes, gentlemen, men's mental health. It is okay for you to be vulnerable. Sometimes. Sometimes it's good to be stoic. Moderation has always been the key. Now, if you have people around you who you can't be vulnerable around, guess what? Find some new people. One of the biggest problems with us men is we tend to isolate ourselves. Now, I'm not saying reveal any problems to a woman, because even your own wife, even your own mother, even your own blood relatives will use that as a way to try to, you know, pick at you in the future. Oh, you showed me a moment of weakness. And guess what? As a man, you're not supposed to do that. Who the hell designated women as the masters of men? Fellas, find good male friends with whom you can be vulnerable with. And if that guy reveals any of your secrets, guess what? Do what needs to be done. Cut him off. But this idea that us men are unthinking, unfeeling, unemotional supermen, yeah, no. See, now I will agree with feminists on this one point. The idea that us men are constantly put into a small box that we have to perform in. And if we so far as show any moment of weakness, then our position as a man is stripped away from us. So yes, gentlemen, mental health is extremely important. There's a lot of us men walking around with undiagnosed mental illness. Why? Because we refuse to go, because we feel like if we show that moment of weakness, then our status as a man is threatened. No. It takes a really brave and strong man to admit his faults, to admit his weakness. Now, the final thing that I want to talk about insofar as overall male health, you guessed it, sexual health. Now, this is one thing that a lot of men I'm seeing are starting to openly talk about. Now, when it comes to sexual health, I have no problem with the whole NoFap semen retention game. If that works for you, hey, go for it. Go for it. Now, I find it ironic whenever men talk about, you know, sexual health, other men will try to shame him and say, oh, well, you're a guy who masturbates. Oh, you're a loser. You just can't get women. Nowadays, if you find yourself in that situation, gentlemen, here's the question that I would ask you to fire back with. With what's available on the market, do I really want a modern woman? Think about the STD rates. You know, the fact that the overwhelming majority of women are starting to be a lot bigger than average men. The fact that she's going to come with a kid. The fact that she probably has undiagnosed mental issues herself. How many women are on head meds? What is it, like 1 in 4? Yeah. So this whole idea of, well, you just can't get a woman. With what's available on the market, do you really want that headache? Now, insofar as prostate cancer, guess what? Sexual health. Yeah. Now, men need to be more open about their sexual health and not be ashamed to talk about it with other trusted men and professionals. This idea of closing off, yeah, no, that's not good. That is not good at all. Now, Lon of MGTOW made a video the other day where he talked about, you know, don't play with your health. And that was a great short video. Now, we all know, if you haven't heard, that Vention MGTOW has taken a turn for the worst. But if you go back and look at all his videos, he pretty much archived himself in his battles. But all in all, hey, the man did everything he could, but over time, your body will break down. That's just nature. However, a healthier body breaks down not as quick. Now, personally, I am nowhere near a gym rat. And I think the overwhelming majority of us men are not gym rats. But we can make small changes. Go for a walk, you know, get yourself an exercise bike, something. There are far too many men out here who are constantly trying to work to provide, but yet the one person that they truly neglect is themselves. Gentlemen, there are two things that you have complete and total control over. Your health, your happiness. Most people pretend that they care about those things only to exploit them for their own ends. Men, go to the doctor. Get your checkups. Not because of other people, because ultimately it's your responsibility. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Just to quickly recap, your health and your happiness have to come first above everything else, including relationships, all of it. But all in all, gentlemen, take your health very seriously. Take that time off. Decompress. And if people are saying, well, you know, you're looking weak, excuse me, for trying to take care of yourself, cut those people off. Well, let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and using the system to keep men on the plantation as good little plow horses will go out right along with it. Because guess what? More and more men are going to take their health seriously for them. And guess what? That might mean cutting you out. Fellas, better to be alone than to be with bad company. Even the Bible says it's better to live on a rooftop or dwell in a forest than to be with a nagging and contentious woman. And guess what that relieves? Mental and physical stress. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.